All right, folks, it's time for a fishing report. And I got Leaf here. Leaf, I'm really glad you came in. I'm guessing that the Lahontan Roundup is kind of wound down.
The Roundup is almost wound up, wound down.
Is it?
Yeah, they've all, well, no, they haven't all been rounded up yet, but you know, it looks like for me, I was just wondering to myself if I was going to have time to get back over there again this season.
Yeah.
I don't think so because, gosh, there's so many fun things to do right here, right now.
But you think it's still going on?
Oh, yeah.
It's over the peak, though.
I would say it's like still there. You're
really?
Right there at the peak. You know,
oh, really?
I just don't have time to do it, and I've been lucky enough to hit it just right before.
Okay.
So
folks who wanted to get in on that could still get over there.
Yeah, definitely. You know, you can get your, I don't know if they have them at Chevron yet, but you can get your license over at Wally World there and head on down past the old mill road,
mm-hmm.
and you'll be there in no time. It's a fun fish. For
mm-hmm.
sure, if you haven't done it, I guarantee they're in the flats right now, and you could fish them from shore, don't need a boat. You know, they'd be in 16 inches of water and just packs of them, and
okay.
it'll blow your mind. And, yeah, it's definitely still happening.
Okay. So we were talking here a little bit ago about the kokanee,
yeah.
which can be had in a couple of different places. And I know from my past, we had, like, kokanee harvests, and we'd just have
mm-hmm.
smokers set up in the campground, and we'd get our year's supply of smoked kokanee after, you know, a week.
Yep.
It
you
was
know,
awesome. So what's going on there?
Well, you know, I'm usually in the experience for, you know, either some fun, a picture, or the experience of a fish, or like you said, meat harvest fish are a whole
yeah.
different thing for me. And for me, kokanee are right on the top of that list, you know, red meat. And like we were talking about, these are the kind of fish that you want to process, like, right away. If you can't, you know, get them right into your freezer, at least bleed those fish and gut those fish right away, because they have a really soft but delicate and super yummy meat packed with omegas and
yeah.
super good for you too. You know, they're a funny little creature. They're still trying to be salmon. They're just usually in a big waterway.
Yeah.
And so, like we were talking about in the spring, it's kind of neat. They're heading down towards the end of the whatever the big waterways are that they're in. You know, Patterson.
The water coming into the lake.
Yeah. Well, actually, they're looking for the outflow.
The outflow.
They want to head to the ocean. It's just that as landlocked versions of a sockeye, kokanee can't, and that's
uh-huh.
what make them kokanee. After a certain amount of generations, that's what you've got. And
so they probably have a big run up in like a big lake like Chelan. And
yeah, and that's my friend Brad at Bobber Down. He's all about that. This time of the year, he's out in his big boat like you usually see with downriggers, very serious about it. And he's pulling in some beautiful fish that look like they could be sushi right on the boat to me. But
wow.
Yeah, you don't have to go that far, and you don't have to get that far into it. I can tell you that here at Patterson, you don't see quite as much of the migration down to the other end of the lake because,
mm-hmm.
in its case, they're kind of it's got that the end up towards Sun Mountain, and you know you'll see them more spread out throughout the lake because the inflow and the outflow are almost in the same spot right
yeah.
there. But you know they'll be all throughout that deeper basin, and you really only have to get down to 20 feet, you'll be catching them. It'd be ideal sometimes to get lower.
So how are you rigging up for these kokanee?
Well, if you're a gearhead, you want banana weight, you want flasher, and you want spinner. And usually, you know, a lot of guys will rig that flasher about an arm length away from, you know, your forearm away from your
mm-hmm.
from your flasher, and you get your banana weight somewhere around 3 to 6 ounce, depending on how far down you want to get and how much you want to feel that fish when it's on there. I try to minimize the weight and get that thing in front of them and try to feel some fish. But for that matter, I really don't use that rig. I will put on just a full sink. And there's a thing called a K-fly, which is kind of an articulated fly with most of the time horsehair, so it doesn't collapse a lot, but it sort of breathes. And it sort of looks like a leech, but often done in overly bright colors like the kokanee,
mm-hmm.
like the bright pinks and whatnot, with a lot of time tied with the treble hook because, you know, these are very soft mouth fish. And I tell people you really want to be ready to catch them with that net. Like, you better get it under there and scoop the first moment you bring them out of the water.
Yeah, yeah. So we got some kokanee, and you mentioned licenses. We got opening day coming up.
Big day. Yeah, the weekend coming up here, the 26th, we'll be having our opening day of Lowland Lakes, and I know that they always have the derby up there at Perigin. Might want to call up there and check it out. But, you know, this is going to be the time, the beginning of that season that we're always talking about, the kids fishing season.
Kids.
The easier lakes to get to, you know, and these fish that are sometimes a little more ready to snap up whatever's in front of them. And, and this is the time. They'll see other kids out there having a fun time. And I remember I won a, you know, some sort of position in the contest that they used to have at Big Twin, and Big Twin used to kind of be the big thing on opening day.
Yeah.
And it used to be all bait fishing and a whole lot different. But I still remember it to this day. I got some sort of prize there, but I just remember I was super stoked. I got a lunker fish, and yeah, it was cool, you know?
And nowadays it's Paragon on opening day.
Yeah, nowadays it's Paragon, bear in mind. But Big Twin is one of those that will be opening this weekend, as well as many of these other lakes that you haven't had a crack at this year. So everybody, you know, if you need any more information, check us out at flyfishersproshop.com. Until then, have fun out there and fish on.